Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
We made a promise to you that we would cover all of football history. So we're going way back in the time machine, back to the ancient Greeks, where we think the beginnings of football started. And we cover this story and more in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
My football friends, this is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. We're going to go into a new series here. It's one that I wrote many years ago, and it is basically the history of football. We're going to go sort of year by year in football history and just dig up some of the great old artifacts and pieces of information, players, names, coaches, innovators that did the game of football, and give credit to those that happened and that played and invented and created many years long before we existed. And we're going to start off in ancient Greece. And these first 20 or so episodes are based really on the writings of Park H. Davis, the great historian at the early 20th century that sort of was a scribe for many of the early events of early football, covering and living through most of that span. And he wrote about many of the greats. But he is the one that suggests that football came from Greece. And the game we call football in America is undisputedly a spinoff of rugby. You know, actually, we just had Timothy P. Brown on, a great author of one of his books was How Football Became Football, the First 150 Years of the Game. And, you know, Timothy P. Brown says, you know, football was rugby. And, you know, it was rugby until it was a modified rugby is what we're playing right now. And the main influence of rugby, well, is soccer, or football as it is called in the old world. So in order to find out the ancient roots of the U.S. gridiron game, one needs to dive into the shared ancient history of rugby and soccer. Now, historians tell us that the ancient Greeks developed and played a game called harpiston. The harpiston is mentioned frequently in classical Greek literature, where it is often referred to as a very rough and brutal game. The rules of this ancient sport were pretty simple. There were two teams, and each would have a line to protect. The objective of the game was to score points, which were awarded when a player would cross the protected line of his opponents by one of a few different ways, either by kicking the ball, running with it across the goal line, or throwing it across the line to another player on his team. Sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? The other team's objective was simply to stop them by any means possible. There were no real rules to this game. There was no specific field length, no sideline boundaries, and no specified number of players on each team. Now, the Greek game of harpiston is often referred to in the ancient Greek literature as that rough and brutal game, as we said. And the Greek epic, The Odyssey of Homer, tells us a story about a character named Odysseus. In one part of the story, Odysseus arrived on the island of Phaeacon. And after being shipwrecked, Nausicaa, the daughter of King Alcinous, and I'm probably mispronouncing these names, found him on the beach when she was playing a ball game with her servants. Thereafter, the king's sons, Laodamas and Helios, started to play in honor of Odysseus. The first one threw with both hands a giant purple ball, while the second one caught it in the air. There are beliefs of many Greek historians that this game, along with a close counterpart called Episcros, was also known as Ephebike. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that one right. They were training for warriors in Greece as long ago as 800 BC, these games. The games helped to develop the agility, stamina, and strength into potential soldiers by the game's physical and strenuous exercise. Military leaders had developed their troop training regimen into sport. That not only kept the soldiers in tip-top shape, but also kept their mind sharp in strategy and working as a unit to complete tasks against an opposing force. The Greek war game was not for the faint of heart. It was dangerous, not only for the participants, but also for others. In one account of the game, a spectator once had his leg broken when he got caught in the middle of a play. Now that's a rough sport, when even the fans share in the pain. The Greek game changed drastically to even becoming more physical when the Greeks were conquered by the Roman Empire. And we'll get into that Roman game, how they adopted the Greek game of Harpastron and Episcuros a little bit later on our next episode. So look for the next one of The History of Football by Pigskin Dispatch coming up real soon. We appreciate you listening today. Hope you'll check us out on your favorite podcast provider. Make sure you follow us there. Also, you can find us on sportshistorynetwork.com. We are one of a couple dozen different podcasters that are putting great podcast listening history of the sports history on there. And you can also find us on our website, pigskindispatch.com, where we have an accompanying episode blog post to go with this podcast. You can check it out there, along with sometimes we have some great photos we can show you too. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts. It's found right here on the Sports History Network.